From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe is grappling with a deepening migrant crisis. Hungarian authorities briefly shut down the main train station in Budapest Tuesday, which has become a main entry point for thousands of mostly Middle Eastern migrants trying to reach Austria and Germany. Hungary is also trying to control the migrant flow by erecting a lengthy border fence with Serbia. Many of the migrants are heading to Germany. Police official Rainier Scharf in the border district of Rosenheim said authorities are prepared for the mass migration to continue, but he says they're reaching their limits. Germany expects to take in some 800,000 people this year. South Africa's parliament averted an impeachment proceeding against President Jacob Zuma Tuesday over his government's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who visited in June. The government failed to detain him as ordered by a local court. Musi Momani is leader of the opposition Democratic Alliance.
The constitution of our country proceeds for impeachment proceedings in this constitution when a president commits such a serious violation of our constitution.
But Lindiwe Zulu of the ruling African National Congress opposed the motion.
I wish to state from the onset that the African National Congress will not support this motion. It is a motion aimed at discrediting the leadership of the African National Congress as led by President Jacob Zuma.
The Pretoria government insisted that Mr. Bashir had immunity from any prosecution while attending an African Union event being held in June in South Africa. Mr. Bashir under indictments by the International Criminal Court for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide over the conflict in Darfur. This is VOA News. Two more Ukrainian National Guard officers died from wounds Tuesday caused by a grenade blast during Monday's violent demonstrations outside Parliament in Kyiv. Officials announced the deaths of the two servicemen a day after nationalists clashed with security forces. Lawmakers were voting on constitutional amendments to give greater autonomy to parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We welcome the actual vote by Ukraine's parliament on these draft constitutional amendments on decentralization. This is a key component of them continuing to fulfill their Minsk commitments. We haven't seen on the part of the separatists or Russia. And then secondly, we strongly deplore the violence that took place in the aftermath of that vote.
The protesters denounced the reforms as un-Ukrainian, saying the changes could effectively legalize rebel control of eastern Ukraine. An award-winning Azerbaijani journalist who reportedly extensively on the high-level corruption was sentenced Tuesday to 7.5 years in prison. Khadija Ismailova, a former Baku bureau chief for Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, was convicted of financial crimes, including tax evasion and embezzlement. Her lawyer says the charges are political. Asian markets continued a major global slide in light of further evidence of an economic slowdown in China. The Shanghai Composite plunging more than 4% at today's open. It follows Tuesday's announcement of continuing factory output weakness in the world's second biggest economy. China watcher Scott Kennedy in Washington says Beijing has played a big role in the global economy in the past, but questions have been raised in recent months.
It's going through a massive transformation, and they've had big problems with their stock market. The devaluation of the renminbi a couple weeks ago left folks spooked. They're not sure that Chinese leaders are good managers of their economy anymore.
In London and New York Tuesday, shares lost 3% in value during a visit to Indonesia. International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde urged emerging economies to be vigilant for spillovers from China's slowdown. Nigeria's state-run National Petroleum Corporation Tuesday said it's going to deploy drones as part of a series of measures to combat rampant oil theft. Officials hope to solve the problem within 8 months. The head of the NNPC warned if left unchecked, the theft would make it impossible for the country to operate its refineries. Pope Francis has directed priests around the world that they may directly absolve women of the sin of abortion during the upcoming Holy Year of Mercy, which begins in December. It is seen as a move that breaks with the traditional stance of the Roman Catholic Church. Scientists at the World Meteorological Organization warned Tuesday the current El Niño weather phenomenon could develop into one of the strongest on record. El Niño involves a shift in winds in the Pacific Ocean and could bring drought to some areas, heavy rainfall elsewhere. I'm Victor Beatty, reporting for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.